going back and forth about the same topic in Soros, trying to find our way. And Rava actually keeps coming up with different sfeikos. If you follow what's going on, Rava initially asked the sefik on Daf Yud Zayin and Beis. The question that Rava raised is, said, I understand Sumchis, who holds that Soros, if the animal kicks something, it causes damage, that he's chayv to pay in his shalem, because it's koicha, it came from your force, and koicha kegufo dami, and kol tar kula. If I shoot an arrow at something, I shoot a bullet at something, it accomplishes a task, or causes damage, that's my intention. So why should this be any different? And we explained that Rava says that really, koicha is kegufo dami. Allah HaMashem Yisina is not telling us something that overrides the general dina of Torah. It is kegufo dami. But I might have thought in this kemamin, it has to come directly from the animal. It's true, your action. If you do something with harnessing a natural force to accomplish a certain task, that's your action. But not if your animal does something, you're not responsible for that. And Allah HaMashem Yisina comes to teach us, no, koicha kegufo dami, this is considered to be the action of the animal. But you only pay nezek shalem. Chatzi nezek. We quoted from Reb Chaim, we saw the Birkas Shmuel, Baruch Be'er quoted in the name of Reb Chaim, that Soros is somewhat of its own Av Nezikin. Because really, the Av of Shor, as Rava assumed in his question, should have been limited to the actions of the Shor itself. The Lech HaMosh Misina comes to extend the obligations of this Kemama not only to the actions of the Shor itself, but even to that which is caused by the actions of the Shor. You know, Kochol. Or kula, my actions of human being, that extends to kochel, but not to the actions of my animal. And the Lech HaMosh Misina of Tzroros is that that's like a kind of its own av nezikin. In this case, shor is the animal itself, if it touches it directly. Here, Tzroros is like its own av nezikin almost. If it comes to its action. And therefore, Rava keeps having these sfeikos about how we should view Tzroros, because it's kind of in its own dimension. As we say, nishtahin nishtaher. So that's why, if you look over here on Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph, Rava has a suffix right in the middle of the Yomid. We're not going to read the whole Gemara. It's a lot of cheshbon back and forth. I hope you went through it, though. But at the after the Gimel and the Ein Mishpah near Mitzvah, so Rava has a suffix. Boy, Rava, chatzi nezek soros migufa mishalim or mealiyah mishalim. Doesn't pay, since it's chatzi nezek, after all, it's similar to Karen. Or chatzi nezek pays migufo? Or is it similar to regel, which is really where it came from? And it's pata b'rishus harabim, as we saw earlier in Gimel Mebez, it's a toild of regel. It's pata b'rishus harabim. So, does it pay me aliyah? I mean, does it, even if the value of the damage, the chatzi nezek exceeds the value of the animal that caused the damage, you'd have to pay out of pocket. Different than shor tam. So we're not sure. It's chatzi nezek, it's similar to shor, which is like keren, you only pay migufo, or it's more like regel, that you pay me na aliyah. How can we have a suffix about this? What's the suffix? The suffix is, where does this kind of new wrinkle of chatzi nezek soros fit in? It really doesn't follow general rules of this kemam, which should have been limited to the actions of the animal itself that I'm responsible for. My property causes damage directly. Here, this is it's caused by the animal, but it's somewhat indirect. It's not touching it, so we're trying to figure out how it fits in. And that's why Rava has another suffix. Look at Yud Ches Amud Beis. Rava asks four lines down. The boy, Rava, yesh ha'odah l'tzoros ha'ein ha'odah l'tzoros. Let's say the animal does this numerous times, it kicks. So is that again, like chatzi nezek of shor tam, that if it does it three times, it becomes normal, now you pay nezek shalem? Like a shor ha'muad? Or is there no ha'odah l'tzoros? It's not, this is not abnormal that you pay chatzi nezek, if it becomes normal, you pay nezek shalem. This is its own, it lives in its own world. And even if it does this many times, you still only pay chatzi nezek. We're trying to figure out how to fit in this chatzi nezek tzoros. So finally, when you test Med Aleph, the Gemara has another suffix about whether yesh shinoi litzoros. Four lines from the top. This one is not Rava, it's Ravashi. By Ravashi, yes, shinoi litzoros levia nezek or ain't shinoi litzoros. Do we say that this is normal for the animal to kick stones? But let's say it does something, kicks a stone in an abnormal way, something which is total you wouldn't have expected. So yes, we understand that if it's normal, you pay nezek, you pay chatzi nezek. That's normal. Well, what if it doesn't mean it's abnormal? Now should it have like the halacha of meshuna of a keren that it only pays chatzi nezek? So over here, that would be a quarter. A quarter, which is half of what you're normally obligated to do? Or perhaps you don't apply that rule of doing something which is abnormal, you only pay half of what you're generally obligated to pay. So here, either way, you'd pay chatzi nezik, even if it does something that's abnormal. We're trying to figure out somewhere in between regel and shor. We're not really sure how to grapple with this, because again, this seems to be, you know, its own world. Nizkei Mamon is limited to the actions of the animal itself, as Rava thought in his question. Rava's asked, what is this whole thing about? If it's you're obligated for this, nezik shom, if not, not. And the answer is, no, really, you shouldn't have been obligated, because it's not the actions of the animal itself. Lachamishmisinei tells us we apply koicha kaguf adami here as well. But the question is, how does this fit in? Is this more like shor? Is it more like rego? Either way, everyone agrees, rego b'shus harabim is rego b'shus harabim is pater, and certain chatzi nezik soros is a told of rego and is pater b'shus harabim as well. So, but let's move down all the way to the bottom of your testament, Aleph. All these are related issues with back and forth, cheshbon. How do we conclude with regards to many of these? The left is open questions. We're not really sure what would be the halacha about mishuna. By Chatzin Ezek Soros. The Rambam and the Rif omit all of these Ibayas of Rav and Ravashi, they omit the whole thing. So it seems to be you would potter. Ain Shinu Gatzros Lurvian Ezek. But it's an open question that the Gemara has. So look over here, two lines down in the wide lines. Boy Mine Rav Abba Bar Mamel Me Ravami. Rama Rav Chia Bar Abba. Two lines down in the wide lines. That's the following suffix. Haisa Malekas Bimakam Shi Efshalah. It's walking in a place where it's impossible not to kick stones. I don't know, you know, like you're on, you've been in like these stone paths. However you walk, you're going to kick up stones, like gravel. So you put the animal in that kind of situation. It's It's impossible that it's not going to kick up a stone. Ubata, but it does something unusual. It kicks. That's not normal for the animal to do. Vitiza. And the stone goes v'hizika and causes damage. So it's impossible not to kick a stone, but the animal happens to do something abnormal and kicks the stone abnormally. Mahu, cave in the Yavshala, since it was impossible, it shouldn't kick a stone. Or chehu, this is considered to be normal. O Dilma, hashtamia machmas biut. Lamaisa, it did something abnormal, it kicked it. Coming out, it's tsroros. Now it's like tsroros. Teiku, we're not sure. What's the suffix? So look in Rashi. Rashi has two explanations, but he prefers the first, so we'll stick with the first. Look in Rashi. Odilma hashtam iyo machmas biyotu v'im taimar. Yei shinu gitzor, so v'ya nezek, ha v'ya nezek mishalemes. Ah, now we understand. What happens? The animal's walking on a stone path. It's impossible the animal's not going to kick stones. Okay, what's that luck if it kicks the stone? Chatzi nezek. Tsroros. Instead, it does something abnormal. Ubata kicks. So one of the sveikas that Rav Ashi had was, within this new halacha of chatzi nezek tsroros, maybe if it does something that's abnormal, you pay half of what you're normally obligated to pay, which here would be a quarter. See, here the animal is walking on a stone path. It does something abnormal. It kicks the stone by, kicks. Bata. And the stone goes flying. So that's abnormal. I shouldn't have expected the animal to do that. So, if yei shinu gitzros, you only pay a quarter, not half. So the question here is, since it was impossible, shouldn't kick stones in some way, maybe this is considered to be normal, you pay chatzi nezek, or maybe it's considered to be abnormal, because lamaisa kicked the stone in an abnormal way, and all you should pay is revia nezek. However, you hear the suffix? That's how Rashi learns. And that's how Tysus learns too. Look at Tysus there, Masel B'Mokom, little bottom Tysus over here. Tais already, though, is bavarning something, meaning he's coming to say, don't say this. Whenever you say, don't say that, that means there are people who are going to say that. So Tais says, Ein the farish da ari b'shus harabim. Don't say it's talking about b'shus harabim. What's the halacha of chatzi nezek soros b'shus harabim? If it kicks a stone, b'shus harabim? Potter. Just like Rego's potter b'shus harabim, soros is potter b'shus harabim. So Tais said, don't say the suffix is like this. What's the suffix? It's walking to Rosh Hashanah and it kicks. And it's impossible that it shouldn't kick. So it's potter. Or maybe we should say, since it did something that was abnormal, even though normally regular potter Rosh Hashanah, that's because it's orcheu. It's normal. Here it kicked. You know, it was butter and a stone went flying. That's abnormal. Maybe then you should be chayiv even though it's Rosh Hashanah. Walking in Rosh Hashanah, the animal's potter. If it kicks a stone, it was impossible not to kick it. Potter. Ah, but what if it does something abnormal? You would be chayiv. That's the suffix of the Gemara. Yeah, it was impossible it shouldn't kick stones, but instead of kicking a stone in a normal way, it kicked in an abnormal way. So Tosfos says, don't say that's the suffix. Engelfarish Darabashus Harabin. We barulate them orche potter. Since it's impossible it shouldn't kick a stone, you should be potter. Me the Havi Regel, just like Regel. If that would be the case, it should have said it's walking in the Rishus HaRabim. Therefore, Taisus prefers a parish of Rashi. However, look in the sheet over here. The Rush learns this little suffix of the Gemara like the way Taisus said not to learn. So the Rush says, Haizim HaLechus B'Mokim Shi Efshalah. The animal's walking in place, it's going to kick a stone. Yeah, it's a gravel path. Ubata, but instead it doesn't have normal, it kicks up its legs. Vihitiza. Mahu. Cave in the left, Shalah. Since it's not possible not to kick a stone, the whole thing becomes normal. Vahavilat Sroros. It's like kicking a stone, ki or chayu, in a normal way. Potter, Bishus Arabim. Sometimes people are walking and a stone goes flying. Idilmar, perhaps you should say, Hashta Mia Machmas Biut Kaasi. The animal kicked it. Vahavilo Karen. That's doing something abnormal. That's more like Karen. Umishalim Chatzi Nezik. This type of kicking is Chatzi Nezik. This type of stone flying is like Karen. And you should pay Chatzi Nezik. Im ain't Shinu Litzraros. Ah, but let's say if it does, what if there's Shinu Litzraros? So you should only pay Revia Nezik. So the shaila is, are you chayiv to pay at all? Maybe you should be potter. Or maybe you should be chayiv, and then it will depend if there's a... Maybe you should be chayiv, maybe it's chatzi nezik, and if there's yeshinu, it's raros, it should be a quarter. Okay, teiku. We don't know. Maybe it's potter, maybe it's half, maybe it's a quarter. But then the Rosh says something, okay, it fits in with all the other sveikas. We don't know how this fits in. Is it Karen? Is it more like Regel? Okay. But then the Rosh says something which nageh to kol ha-torakua. Says the Rosh the following. According to that opinion, the called teiku, the toughest lema of kinemine. Let's say you have a teiku in the Gemara about whether someone's obligated to pay. And the person grabs the money, lema of kinemine. We're not sure, so we don't take the money. What if the guy takes it himself? You might be obligated to pay. It's the Rosh we already saw earlier. The Rosh said even certain times we don't adjudicate things. Avedin is dinu nafshei. I can sometimes take it, be a vigilante. And I get to keep it. So says Rashi, "Well, divrei omer to kol teiku the toughest limb of kinemine. If I can take it, I grab it. We won't remove it from you. Hachanami, so to here as well. Itavas habehema mishale mimena chatzi nezek. Let's say the guy. This happens to me. I'm the damaged party. I take your animal to recoup my chatzi nezek. I get to keep it." Says the Rashi something astounding. Even though there's a sveik sveika here, you shouldn't be allowed to keep it. It's true. There's one something in the Gemara. Since your animal did something abnormal in the Rishus HaRabim, you should be obligated to pay chatzi nezek. But there's two arguments to say you should not be obligated to pay. What are the two arguments, Chevra? One is what? It's not normal. And if it's not normal, and yesh shinoi litzroros, how much should be obligated to pay? Only what? A quarter. And then there's a svara to say you should be putter entirely. Because it happened in the Rishus HaRabim. So I have a sfake sfaker to take back my money. Maybe it happened in the Rishus HaRabim and I'm putter entirely. Because either way it was going to kick. And even though it kicked in an abnormal way, so maybe you don't get the ptur of Rishus HaRabim, but the ma'aseh was abnormal. Maybe yesh shinoi litzroros, and all I have to pay is a quarter. Also an unresolved issue. So why'd you take a half? Because you said, well, it did something abnormal, and Karen, you know, pays chatzi nezek when it does something abnormal. Here was tsroros. Maybe we should say that we put together tsroros together with mishuna, all I have to pay is a quarter. Because even if it would be normal, I'd have to pay as half. Here it's abnormal, only a quarter. Maybe I'm putter entirely. Because chatzi nezek sroros is still related to regel and putter and rishus harabim. Says the Rosh, we don't take money out of someone else's possession with a sveik sveika. You can't use a sveik sveika to be moitzi mumen. So if I have a sveik sveika, a double doubt. Whether or not you're obligated to pay me money, you have no right to the money. Sveik sveika, you can't get paid. We're not mighty mum with this fake sveika. The problem is the Gemara in Ksuba says just the opposite. Says the Gemara Mesechta Ksuba, the Daf Testament Aleph over here. His base. Ha'emer Pesach Matzuach Matzasi Nemelo Yisrael. If anybody know this Gemara, we've seen this Gemara before, yeah. A guy gets married. He expects the woman to be a psula. How much is a ksuba for she's a psula? 200. Mezekukim Kesef Tzarev. How much is it if she's not a psula? 100. So he gets married. Again, remember in the times of the Gemara, there was an engagement. We shouldn't call it an engagement. They were half married, partially married. Rabbi Will gets very upset when people call eris an engagement. He said he once made a macha under a chuppah. You have to be him to do this. But the rabbi was giving the drush under the chuppah, and he called eris an engagement, and he made a protest in the middle of the wedding. It's not engagement. It's marriage. They have relations after erisin. It's misas beisdin. I wouldn't make a macha. You have to be him to do that. Okay. It's part of that. You're married, but not married in the house of the husband. He's not supporting her, only later. That's Nisuin. But there was a year in between to prepare themselves for marriage. Fine. They get married after the year, comes to the wedding night. He says, Pesach Batsuach Masasi, she doesn't seem to me to be a psula. The Gemara actually says, how do you know? This guy's a bacher, never been married before. What do you know? Pesach Batsuach Masasi. Sometimes we give him Malkus if he says, Pesach Batsuach Masasi. How do you know what Pesach Batsuach Masasi? It's an old Yiddish joke about that, but not for now. Fine. So fine, if he says Pesach Batsuach Masasi Nemelo Yisraelov, he's permitted, he's believed to prohibit himself and his wife. Why? Vamai. Why do we believe him? Why are they prohibited one to the other? Sveik Sveiko, what's he afraid of? She had relations with another man during this year of when they were married. But we're not living together. And if she had relations, she's prohibited to him. It's an Ashes Ishazinsa. So Vamai, Sveik Sveiko. Sabe Takta, Sabe Gain Takta. Maybe that she had relations before they ever got married in the first, before the Arison, before the first stage of marriage. Ve'imtim say, Lame Takta, and if you'll say it happened during that year, Sabe Gaina, Sabe Ratsin, maybe she was raped and she's permitted to her husband. Sigmar says, no, Lai Tzricha Be'eshes Kain. It's necessary by Anashes Kain, Anashes Kain. Even if her husband, the wife is Nansa, she's prohibited to remain with her husband. She's halachic status of a Zayna. She's not allowed to be with her husband anymore. Not true by other Yisraelim. The Yisrael is allowed to marry a Zayna. It's only prohibited to a Kohen. Be'ibai Zayma. Be'eshes Ish. Be'eshes Yisrael, maybe. We're not talking about a Kohen. There was no before. Because if she would have had relations before, the Psulim would have returned. She was less than 3 years old. Fine. That's the only time this halacha is relevant. But okay. Omar Abaye says, I also know this halacha. Afana Nami Tanina, because the first Mishnah says in the Ksubis, Besula Nisis Liyoy Merevi. Besula gets married on a Wednesday. Liyoy Merevi in Liyoy Mechamishi Loy. Not on Thursday. Why didn't they get married Thursday? Have anybody learned Ksubis?
Yeah, we got like 3 days.
Because we're afraid. He'll have a reason to be suspicious of his wife. My time says the Gemara Mishum Mikurei Daita. He'll have a reason to be suspicious of his wife. She's not a psula, but by the time the Beis Din rolls around that he has someone to talk to about it, will be Monday. We're afraid that he'll forget about it and they'll go on living without reporting this to the authorities. Says the Gemara, what are you so afraid of? She's not a psula? So what did he do? Pay a little extra money? It's a shayla comes up all the time, by the way. I know it's shocking, but you have people get married now who are not a psula. You have such a thing. It's not unheard of in our times. So what are you going to put in the ksuba? What are you going to write? It says in our ksuba, besultada. What are you going to write? Be'ultada? Read that at the... Huh? You say, Istada, a woman. It's kind of a red flag. Plonistada. What are we going to say? These are all options, but you're kind of giving it away.
Huh? Yeah, if you do like a woman for every single
ksuba,
then.
So the answer is, says Rav Moshe, you can write pasul to that. No harm, no foul. As long as she didn't have relations to a non-Jewish man, which labels her as a zayna, then she's prohibited to ever be with a kohen. Even if her first husband will die, she'll be an almana, she can no longer marry a kohen. Then it has to be recorded in the ksuba somehow. You don't have to read it at the. You can read it, read something else. You can say whatever you want. You get up and read Dr. Seuss at a wedding. You have to read the ksuba. But it has to be written in the document. But if she wasn't nivela to a non-Jew, she's not a zoyna, so you can write pasul to da. Says her Maisha. What's the big deal? Husband's going to be mechayev himself to pay extra money? As long as the husband knows about it, says her Maisha, you can write whatever you want. And usually the husband, if they, you know, they want to have a healthy marriage, they should probably kind of disclose these things before. Might be helpful. School of Shalom Bayis. To have a conversation about these kinds of things before. All right. So as long as you let him know. My Rebbeim of Blaich, who's a big Pesach here in Yeshiva, felt that if she's pregnant, you can't write Pesul to that. That's a little bit of a joke. But if she had relations, she has a past, she has a history, he has a history. As long as they disclose it before, you cry pasulta. If it's grace of ain't she now, you know, she's in her ninth month, you know, she's wearing maternity, they say pasulta. Or if they've been living together for about 5 years, they decide to get married, to write pasulta is a little bit of a galechter, as they say. We make their abundance into a chucha v'tlula that we never want to do. Honesty in America is, you know, you have to be, at least until the current administration, you used to have to be truthful in order to be respected. Okay, so says he, what's the big deal? Wait till Monday. Who cares? Either Mesiv la Ksuba, Nesiv la. Ela li Yisra Olav, no. It's because of Pesach Patzuch Masas, we're afraid they can't live together. Udekaton Taina, and he made a Taina. My love, Udekaton Taina is Pesach Patzuch. Is he not that he came Pesach Patzuch? So you see from the very first Mishnah. Pesach Pasuach Masasi Nemalai Zerogov. That's why they have to get married on Wednesday. So if he has a problem, they'll come on Thursday. Otherwise, we're afraid. He's going to wait till Monday. And he'll live in a prohibited fashion. So the Gemara says, lo, the Katon Tainas Domin. He didn't come and he said, Pesach Pasuach Masasi. He said there was no blood. That's something. There's no Dam Sulim. Not that I found a Pesach Pasuach. I felt, you know, to me like there was a Pesach Pasuach. No, there was no Domin. Says Rashi, the Tainim of Urera is he. That's, there's no, you know, less of a suffix. Velekala Meimale. Lo kimle, even by Nashis Kayin, even if Pusumi Bas Gimel Shon V'Yamechad, I might say we shouldn't believe Tainas Pesach Patsuach. What does this chassid know? What kind of experience does he have? And if he has experience, you know, okay, we have other, we give him Malkus. Aval Pesach Patsuach, Eimo Chaloi Kimle. He has no idea what he's talking about. He says a Tainas Domin, but says Taisus over there, an important Taisus, says Taisus. There is Gimel Mashma, Im Hayabala Bezdin, Hayinamalav Sida Ksubosa. I say, God, even if he's not believed to prohibit himself to her, because we can say he doesn't really know what he's talking about, but to be Mafsa the Ksuba, he would certainly be believed. So if a guy comes and he says, even if we don't say Pesach Patzuach Masasi, he allows him to prohibit himself and his wife, because we say, Bacher, go home, you don't know what you're talking about. But to be Mafsa the Ksuba, to lower her ksuba from 200 to 100, he would be believed. Alpha Bishula, Israel of Lohe Nemon, even though to make himself prohibited on her and to accuse her of being an Ashish Zinsa, that he not believed. But to be Mavsid the ksuba, he would be believed. Mishum, the Islam, the Meimah, the Shem, Eino Baki, the Pesach Patsuach, Vukma Bechazkas Heter, which maybe he doesn't know what he's talking about and she's permitted. Alpha Mikom Makam, Ksubasa Hifsida, he would be believed to be Mavsid her ksuba. Even though we can say he's making a mistake, the Islam because let the money stay with where it belongs. Fractitis akasha, vikasha. Why is she mafsa nixuba? She has a sfake sfaker. The my mafsa ksubasa. Vahava sfake sfaker. What's a sfake sfaker? She's entitled to her ksuba. Suffolk number one. Maybe the husband has no idea what he's talking about. Pesach Pasuach Matzasi. Him love? V'im tim seylamar Pesach Pasuach. And if you'll say, he knows what he's talking about, Safek Oynes, Safek Ratzin. Maybe it was consensual, but maybe she was raped. In which case, she gets her ksuba of Mosayim. She doesn't lose her ksuba. The few Eishes Kain ba'Oinus l'mafsid ha'ksubasa, even though she's an Eishes Kain, she doesn't lose her ksuba. She was raped. So Tosfos says, we have a sveik sveika to allow her to keep her ksuba. 1 minute. What could we answer to that? Sveik sveika, it's not good enough to be mitzi mamon. You want a check from the husband for the ksuba? You're taking money out of his pocket. A sveik sveika doesn't work to be mitzi mamon. The Rosh already said that. Even though there's a sveik sveika, maybe you'd be potter b'shus harab, and maybe he's only revia nezek. Once the guy grabs the animal, he gets to keep it. You can't remove that from something from his pocket because of a sveik sveika. So it's over here. Why is Tosfos asking? She gets to keep her ksuba because of a sveik sveika. Sveik sveika is no good to be mitzi mamon. So we're going to have to resolve this next time. We ran out of time. Okay, we'll have to resolve. Why is a sveik sveika no good to be mitzi mamon? And perhaps why is a ksuba somewhat different? We'll have to finish this. We have unfinished business. We'll have to wait till Monday. Okay. Let's say something quick on the parasha.